It's time for the next edition of our 16 at 16 feature, where, as you know, we're talking to 16 different 16-year-olds over the course of Youth Month, talking about their passions, talking about their particular interests and hopes and dreams, and also about some of their worries for the future. And it's a great pleasure to welcome to the studio today 16-year-old Ben Hendrickser, who recently started his own podcast series, which is aimed at fellow teens and young adults. It's called Graded, and it's really all about the concept of success. What is it? How do you reach it? How does it mean different things to different people? It's great to have you with us to chat, Ben. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the introduction as well. Appreciate
it. Sure. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So, as you mentioned, my name is Ben. I'm a grade 11 at Bishop's College. I enjoy playing sports like rowing, soccer, and overall reading about success. I truly believe that success and learning about success is not about reading and going through the past historical figures who've gone through successful habits. And yeah, that's my interest.
Okay, so the concept sparked then from your personal fascination with the topic. I mean, as you rightly say in your introduction to your podcast, success means different things to different people. For some people, it's about financial success. For some, it's about the personal life success. What does it mean to you? Do you know yet?
Yes, I think I have a vague idea. But obviously, as I've continued with the podcast, my success has changed monthly, and as I've gone more in depth with it. But overall, I think freedom is my success. I think for my family in the future, I want to make my life as free as possible. And I think you do this through hard work and through business. And the one main aspect of freedom for me is finances. And if I can make as much money and finance as possible, I think my life will be as free as possible as I grow. So yeah.
So financial freedom is one aspect, and it's one that many of your guests have in common. But equally, there are people talking about their passions and the success of reaching a dream and fulfilling a dream that they've worked towards for many years. And it's a thread that ran through your early episodes. You've chatted to people like our former rugby captain, Jean de Villiers, to chef Luke Del Roberts, to international film director, international artist, doctors. I mean, Ben, you obviously are deliberately curating a list of people with very diverse life experience from different parts of the world, in different fields, with different versions of success. How are you finding all of these guests? How are you deciding who to interview?
So the first season of the podcast, which was a pilot season, which I did, which is the one that's online now, a lot of it's been through favors and my personal network through my father and my mom and all my family. But as I go into the future of the podcast, now that I have credibility in the space of podcasting and a platform up, I'm now emailing professionals on how to help people and quit their addictions and all that sort of stuff through social media and through the credibility I have through emails. And I've also got a team together that's actually helping me email all these professionals to come talk to me. So, yeah.
I mean, I know your entire July holiday is going to be spent doing interviews for the podcast series. Is it still your aim to get 100 different people by the end of the year?
Yes, 100 is ideal because it's a nice number because it gives me a good balance between successful people in my interests and people who can help others viewing it in different platforms and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, 100 is the ideal number for me.
So talk to me about the kind of research you put into it. It's not just a case of reaching out and say, hey, Jean de Villiers, you were a successful rugby player. Will you talk to me? Obviously, you've got to go into the interview with knowledge of their story, with knowledge about what you're going to ask. What's your process like of preparing for an interview?
So obviously, different teenagers have different goals. I mean, all humans have different goals in general to try achieving their lives. So I try to talk to as many different people from different industries to try to get their views on different types of questions that different teenagers can relate to. So with Jean de Villiers, I would ask a lot of questions regarding how to become a sportsman, starting with the build-up from a teenager. And one of the main questions I ask is just the stories of where they started, how the build-up began, and all that sort of stuff in order to teach teenagers how they can start their build-up to success and how they can achieve their personal success. And yeah, that's the one component. And then I also ask them stuff like, what would you tell your 16-year-old self? What advice would you tell your 16-year-old self? And that almost helps other teenagers get a vague idea of, again, if they were in that situation, like a lot of the professionals, I mean, all adults who are making money or achieving success have been teenagers at some point in their lives. And they have stories of how their build-up began and all that sort of stuff. So I try to target my questions towards benefiting people who are watching it on the successful genres.
And of course, you're very clear throughout the episodes I've watched. What you've got really right is you're so clear on who your audience is, Ben. This is a podcast by a teenager for other teenagers or perhaps young adults. So you know, as you talk about targeting your questions, who your audience is. The thing I loved about some of your episodes is that you're not only talking about what success looks like, you're also talking about what failure looks like along the way. And I have to say, I mean, I loved your episode with Chef Luke Del Roberts. You got him to talk about some of the real challenges he faced along the way and big personal obstacles he's had to overcome. And he really opened up to you in a way I've never heard him do before. And I mean, I'm quite jealous. I've interviewed him myself several times. Ben, I mean, what do you think? I mean, is there value in looking at failure as well as success? Do they need to be viewed simultaneously?
No, 100%. I do think so. And I think everyone going through a hard process of trying to achieve success, I mean, success is not something, in my opinion, that's easy to achieve. Mm. I think you always have to work towards it, work very hard, and there will be failures along the road. And learning from the failures is one thing, and what the failures were, but learning how to fix those failures is more important, because in every failure, there's a lesson that pops up. And for that, yeah, I think the failures are very important from other people, because teenagers who haven't gone into the business world yet can learn from these failures in trying not to make them, the same mistakes. You know, mistakes have been made, but it would be silly to listen to someone else's mistake and make the same one after viewing it. So I think through the podcast, I try to focus on failures as well as a main topic to try to get teenagers to learn what mistakes not to make when they're trying to achieve their success.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I know you want to focus on in the coming season is the aspect of addiction and mental health challenges and some of the crutches that many teenagers turn to cope with those things that really can be destructive on their own path to success. Tell us a little bit more. You're particularly concerned about some of the bad habits your peers have picked up.
Yes. So I think teenagers in general, from what I've seen, learn more from their peers than they do from adults and teachers and all that sort of stuff in the educational institution. And I think for that reason, I'm going to try to be that sort of peer or word of mouth through top addiction specialists to allow other teenagers to fix their issues when it comes to vaping or smoking or drinking and all these horrific things, which are almost targeted towards the teenage body. I mean, teenagers are generally known for, from what I've learned through the podcast, known for trying things out. And in general, it's not good for us. And I think through the podcast, to allow another teenage voice to hear from my perspective on how to fix these problems while talking to top addiction specialists. I mean, I have the top addiction specialists from Europe, Asia, and South Africa talking to me, and a lot of other vaping people who hopefully I aim to fix the problem as a whole in our country and our community in trying to make teenage lives better and more successful and driven. And addiction and all these problems do get in the way of success as a large part. And I think the more people I speak to regarding the issue, the more the issue can be fixed and the more teenagers can hopefully learn from it and become successful in the future.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting that you're kind of using yourself as a way of bridging the adult advice that's backed up by sound, credible medical knowledge and years of psychological study, etc., but channeling it through the voice of a fellow teen, as you said, that element of the peer-to-peer communication perhaps makes the message a little bit more palatable. Whereas if it's an adult standing up at the school assembly saying, please don't vape, it's bad for you, a lot of people are going to sort of eyes glaze over and tune out. I mean, how hopeful are you of having an impact? Do you feel like, I mean, are you having conversations with your peers already who've listened to the first few episodes? Are they responding to the messaging that's coming through?
Yes, they are. I'm actually very hopeful. And the reason being is because it's never been done before from what I've seen. I mean, usually in schools, it's all about Saturday detentions and work parties and like getting all this sort of stuff. That's
punishment.
Punishment, yes. And I think we need to be a new style of learning to allow these children and teenagers to quit their addiction and almost strive towards a different goal. And I think the way to do that is by changing the trend in vaping and the trend in vaping and in drinking and all that sort of stuff. And I think you do that by a change of mindset through the peers around you. So like you said, I do aim to put myself in that position where I can change that trend and make teenagers, rather than choosing to do what all their other friends are doing by vaping, make it something that can be frowned upon and change the goal to a trend of trying to just achieve your success or trying to earn a certain amount of money or trying to become first team in a sport or all that sort of stuff. So yes.
I mean, you talk about becoming a positive influence who changes the paradigm, the narrative about whether it's acceptable or cool or not. I mean, Ben, when you look at your peers, and obviously I'm not going to ask you to tell us how many of them are vaping and drinking behind the bicycle shed, but is it prevalent, firstly? And secondly, why do you think your peers vape, drink, practice these kind of things? Is it to look cool, or is it because they're battling with anxiety? What's your sense of it?
So I think from a year ago when it first started becoming into show in the schools, it used to be to try and look cool and all that sort of stuff. And there are almost like three levels to the vaping story. It started with, I want to be cool, all the popular kids are doing it. Yeah. And now it's gone to another level where I don't want to do this. And it's normal now because everyone is doing it, but I'm addicted and can't stop. So I think in the podcast, I want to try and bring it to the level below where I can almost say, it's not cool to do it. Here's a solution to quit.
Yeah.
And now you can watch this series and buy it with your own in your own days and time, and make it happen and quit for yourself with no viewership. You're not going to get in trouble if you view it and all sort of stuff. And yeah, I think I aim to try change that trend and change how many of my friends are doing it, because there are a lot of them that are vaping at the moment.
Yeah.
And in general, if you're a teenager listening to this or anyone or parents, a lot of kids are doing it, and almost all the schools are surrounded by children who are vaping.
Yeah.
So I aim to try change that and fix that through the podcast, and yeah, hopefully I can do that.
I mean, it's something I know that schools all over Cape Town are really worried about. And it's across the board, across all areas, across all, from a quintile one to a quintile five school, it's happening to different degrees. And the reasons why kids are adopting it, I know, is one of the things that's really worrying a lot of the healthcare professionals we've been speaking to, that it's more than just trying to look cool, that it actually is being used as a crutch to cope with anxiety, with mental challenges. And as you said, once it becomes normalized, the risk is it becomes addictive, and then you're in trouble. Setting aside that part of the conversation, Ben, besides the addiction issues and the poor lifestyle choices you're talking about there, when you look around the world that you inhabit, what worries you the most? What worries you about the future, for example?
I think there's a lot of drama around things that don't really, I don't want to say don't matter, but there's a lot of drama around things that shouldn't really be focused on. I mean, the world is largely controlled by the people who are extremely wealthy, and the people underneath that bracket, in my belief, are almost worrying about little things in their lives. It should be actually just looking up. Like, there's a lot of drama about like ridiculous things. I mean, I see in America there's a lot of stuff about like gender and everything, which I totally understand, but there's a certain balance between what should be an issue and what shouldn't be an issue, you know? And for me personally, I think people should be more focused on their futures than the current day-to-day issues, because at the end of the day, a lot of people don't have massive issues that are something to worry about hugely. And I think we should almost change our mindset to trying to focus on what we can do in a year and in 2 years, not what we can change in everyday life.
Okay, I mean, that requires a lot of planning and sort of sense of purpose for the future. Ben, a lot of 16-year-olds don't have that. They sit here going, I'm in grade 11. I have no idea what I want to do with my life. I've barely managed to choose the subjects I want to take. It's hard to sort of plan out a future if you're in that position, feeling quite uncertain, as a lot of people are. Do you hope that this podcast series might help hone their thinking and help them focus and go, like, you know, it's time to start making plans now?
Yes, I really do. And from what I've heard from the people I've spoken to, they have planned a lot of their lives. And there's a word called early endorphins, which is people who have actually been able to take their lives as now and plan it ahead to try to get ahead. And I think through the podcast and stories of successful people who have tried to get ahead from a young age, you can learn as a teenager how to do that too. So that is absolutely my aim, to try to get people to plan their lives ahead and make sure that in 10 years, 20 years, when they're 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 50-year-olds, they can look back and think, I've actually worked extremely hard and been able to make a difference in the world.
So the final question then, Ben, is if listeners listening to this want to recommend your podcast to their own teenagers at home, where do you find it?
YouTube, Safari, Spotify, yeah.
And it's called Graded? What's Graded the significance podcast. Of the name?
So I named it Graded because in high school, you graded on your marks, and the slogan's markers of success.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost as if these people on the podcast are my teachers, teaching my success and grading my success. And again, marks of success is marking it. And the same way in an educational system, that your teachers teach you about biology and maths and all this sort of stuff, these people on the podcast are, in a way, my life teachers, per se, and they are grading and marking my success as I go through the stages.
Well, we wish you success with the podcast series and beyond. Ben Hendricks, thank you so much for joining us today.
Much.
And to listeners who'd like to recommend the series to their own teens, just go onto Google and search for Graded Podcast, or look on YouTube and Spotify, etc. You'll easily find the links to start exploring. About 6 episodes already available in the pilot series.
Yeah.
And I know Ben's got his entire holiday planned with 60 or 70 more interviews to come. So watch this space.